Before I start, I must say that it's a great honor for me to be here to introduce our approaches to globally distribute our medical information published in Korean medical journals. I have many slides that I prepared, and it's mostly how the database look like, because I kind of thought that most of you may have not heard of these databases or may have not seen it. So I just really go fast with my slides. You just watch like a movie. Okay. I'll just introduce our databases to you, and then how we make the database, and then what's the roles and the strategies of GAMJE, which is Korean Association of Medical Journal Editors. It's not library, it's not the publisher, it's not information center. And what we have achieved, what we think. Okay, this is the first database that I'm going to show you. It's called KoreaMed, and it's, I mean, obvious. And the URL is koreamed.org. You just type in your keywords, you get a summary list of the search. And then this is a typical KoreaMed abstract record. It has many links, at least 20 access points. And you just click it and you go to like everywhere, including the pictures, I mean the graphs tables. And this is the journal browser of the KoreaMed. Now it has 177 journals, but it says 178 because one journal has dropped out. Well, we kind of cut it out because it was not publishing in time. And it's the available issue page of a journal. And when you click an issue, you get a table of contents. And this is the limit. So it's like when you search, specify whether you want like animals research and that kind of thing. And this is my second database. It's Synapse, and it, up there it says a digital archive and reference linking platform of Korean medical journals. This is our landing page for DOIs of full text that we do. And the URL is very simple, synapse.koreamed.org. And once you select your journal, you get down to the available issue page, and you click one issue, then you get the table of contents. And when you go down to the article level, it has all those front matters, plus where it's cited, and the full text, and figures and tables, and when you click a image of the table or figures, you get the enlarged image with higher resolution. Then when you go down to the references, we links to whatever we can find, and basically we provide an access to PubMed record and the DOI cross-ref. Plus for Korean medical journals, we have connection to or linking to Synapse database, KoreaMed database, and the third one that I will just briefly introduce, that's COMC. And since the journal down here, the reference number 6 is Korean journal, so that it has Synapse, KoreaMed, COMC, plus PubMed and CrossRef, because that journal is also indexed in Medline. And we provide, you can send your article to Facebook so that your colleagues can see what's published. And you can also tweet, and you can send email, and you can export your citations to the reference management software. And this is advanced search mode of the Synapse, and you can limit your search with all these features here. And it has cited by links, Crossref articles and COMC and Google Scholar. We do not provide links to the articles cited by commercial databases such as Web of Science and Scopus here. And also we're now in the stage of implementing cited by Google Scholar. So once you limit your search, you get search there and you click that you can sort by time cited, and then you click one of the records here, you get all those links to who you cite and which paper is cited. And I'm back to KoreaMed record, and it also has cited by links plus figures and tables, and it's obvious that we have taken that information from our free text database Synapse. So it kind of shares everything. And also there is a cited by COMC, and what is cited by, what is COMC is that it's a Korean Medical Citation Index. It's modeled after Web of Science. But it only gives information, the citation information between, among Korean medical journals. So if you put in an author's name in initial, you get all the paper citing that author, whether he was the first author of the paper or any of the co-authors. And this paper is cited 10 times by Korean Medical Articles, and he cites 14 articles where 7 of them was to Korean Medical Articles. So we distinguish whether it was from Korean Medical Article or from other journals. But in fact, in COMC, we only have information from Korean Medical Articles. And COMC Journal Web is like journal citation reports of Thomson Reuters. And when you have one genre selected, you will get all the impact factors and everything. And the impact factor score is very low in COMC because we only calculate the citations among Korean medical papers, excluding foreign journal citations. And about 10% of references are Korean medical journal citation. And this is the last database that I'm going to show you, and it's called Korean Medical Journal Information, and it covers all the bibliographic information of Korean medical journals. We update this database almost every day when we find a new Korean journal that's cited in the COMC. And the page has all the bibliographic information and where it's indexed, and also links to impact factor trend graph and everything. So I just showed you 4 databases that the Gamje was making over the last 15 years. If I summarize, KoreaMed was serviced since 1997. It's an abstract database. It's a PubMed equivalent. We use PubMed XML to make KoreaMed, and Synapse is a full-text database. It only began in 2007, and it's a PMC equivalent, and it's a DOI linking platform. COMC started 2000 and has abstract and cited reference information. I mean, to be a citation index, you got to have those information. Korean Medical Journal Information is journal bibliographic information. It can compare to NLM's journal database. Okay, and the bar indicates the number of journals covered for each year, and the area is the number of records it's covered in the databases. So all those databases provided by Gamje cover only Korean medical journals. And every information there is in English, and all the information is either free access or open access. And It's a medical database, but it covers dental, nursing, veterinary, and science and nutrition. And I said everything is in English, but the articles published in Korean is also covered there. And we require basic bibliographic information in English. And for the Korean language article, we provide PDF in Korean as they were published. And also for English articles, it's in English. So, for instance, on top, I have five-page article published in Infection and Chemotherapy recently, and it's the main body is in Korean, but all those bibliographic information, including tables and figures, are in English and references. So if you click the full-text XML, even though it says it's a full-text, it only have abstract figures and references. Okay? And in order to see the full-text in Korean, you just click PDF and you get that up there. Of 97 synapse journals, 43 journals are free access and 57 open access. And you can access to KoreaMed or Synapse using your mobile phone. I just added next slide this morning when Dr. Holman said it was interesting last, okay. So, if you have Google phone, we have this voice access, feature built in recently. So, you just speak. And depending on your, language of your mobile phone, it has, I mean, it's the same thing. It says speak now and speak now in Korean, okay. It's working and no speech heard, no match found. And same thing in Korean. And I found I'm better than my students as far as English is concerned, so that when I speak to my mobile phone, it gets the words quickly, but fails quite often. So we provide this feature there, like a pull-down list of search words, and was from Korean Medical Association's Medical Terminology 5th edition. So that you get the list and you click and goes to the searching, and I mean it looks familiar to you already, right? And now I'm going to introduce how we make these databases. You may already have guessed that our databases are internally integrated, so it's a different three different services, but it's originating from a database. And journal database is for setting up and checking up journal information. Unless your journal is listed in journal DB, journal database, it won't be shown in KoreaMed or Synapse or COMSI. And all the files are created by, we call Synapse XML files, but it exactly conforms to PubMed Central Journal Article Text Set and the DTD. So, Synapse XML equals PMS XML, and it really helps for us to be globally distribute our information. So the source file used for multiple databases as they are in the shape, I mean, or we extract and convert, and we submit many of our files to the external databases, and this is the diagram. We create Synapse XML, then create the journal website and send them to PubMed Central. And you know that the PubMed Central has now UK and Canada PubMed Central, so that they are all go there. They all go there, and we make KoreaMed and COMSI. And for those in the PubMed Central, they submit the data to the PubMed on behalf of the journal. For those which are not in PubMed Central but in Medline, we use KoreaMed to into PubMed. So one file is made, and we use them in like 7 different databases or 9 different databases. So it's like the same record in 5 different rendering in like 5 different places in the world: Canada, UK, and like US. And Korea. and it's the abstract databases, and we have DOIs up there, and you see that. So the metadata to the CrossRef are also deposited from the same XML. This is 97 Synapse Journals. So from there, we have 43 PMC journals and 3 now in the process of technical requirements tests with PMC. And we create 40 web journal websites for these 40 journals with their own identities so that they look different, but they are originated from the same Synapse XML or PMC XML. So, for instance, this Yonsei Medical Journal have its own page, and in the search mode, it has Web of Science cited by feature, and we're trying to put Scopus cited by pretty soon. So it has that Web of Science page down there. So GAMJ has now 222 journals as a member, and of those 177 journals are selected by the peer journal evaluation, and then 97 journals participate in DOI Synapse and like 40 websites and PMC 43 titles. We produce about like 10,000 a year. Of those, 4,000 is in English. It was the last year's statistics. They cited about 230,000 articles in their references, and of those, 23,000 or 24,000, 10.4% of total cited were 2 Korean journal articles. We sent 3,000 articles last year to PMC. And the KAMJE is Korean Association of Medical Journal Editors. It was made, like, modeled after WAME, or Council on Science, Council of Science Editors. It was inaugurated in 1996. At the time, 51 journal was participating, but now we have 208 member societies. It's a non-profit organization, and there is no government or private funding so far, so we think we are very independent. And the money comes from the membership fee, and it's based on the size of a journal. So if you publish a lot, you pay a little bit more. The mission was to promote the exchange of information on medical journal editing and to enhance the quality of medical journals published in Korea to global standards. Oddly enough, the association thought it's very important to distribute Korean medical journal information globally. So it has 6 committees, but it also has information management committees overseeing the medical database services. And I'm just going to talk about the publishing environment in Korea, which is quite different from Europe or from America. In Korea, we do not have major commercial scholarly journal publishers. Usually, academic societies does peer review and editing, then they hire printing press to typeset, print and mail, or to deliver your issues to the members. And there are very few subscription-based journals, and so that journal distribution was limited to society members and experts free because they have already paid their membership to the society. And there was no systematic international distribution. Journals published by international publishers are very rare, and especially in medicine. And no e-journal aggregated medical field. And usually it's a standalone at the society's website, and their interfaces in Korean. And so it looks like it, and it's unfriendly to foreigners who wanted to see our research information. And one thing was good articles were exported, and it was like rapid growth of SCI papers by Korean researchers. So on the other hand, the number of articles published in Korean medical journals diminished a great deal and very rapidly. And the scientists thought that we are isolated from mainstream because of the language barrier. Not many journals are indexed in major abstract and index databases. And also, even if we sent our printed copy to like the libraries in overseas, they are not physically kept there, so it was not accessible. And electronic full text was not easily accessible to the foreigners either. So in 1996, we had only 5 Medline journals, no SCI journal, and there was no medical databases in Korea. And each journal just start building their websites, and there were 7 English language journals. And researchers have experience with sophisticated international databases, but Korean journal websites are very disappointing or discouraging to researchers. So there was a great need or a strong desire to for globalization and barrier-free access to Korean medical research information. So the strategy of Gamje was distribute Korean medical information worldwide, integrate Korean medical information into mainstream, and allow seamless and barrier-free access from Korean medicals to international journals, I mean, both ways. And so they thought it'd be very nice if we can trace citations to Korean medical journal articles. So this was how we did it. In 1997, we had KoreaMed modeled after PubMed, and it's an abstract database. In 2000, we had Citation Index. And in 2007, it's a full-text database and was modeled after PubMed Central, but DOI played in, and we let Google and all those things to catch our information from our databases. So it was a very low-budget independent operation by Gamje, but now it really functions as the de facto National Digital Library of Medicine in Korea. In about last month, KoreaMed access log was like 1,000 a day, unique IP, and Synapse is about 3,000. And I know that August is not a peak season for scholars, they go vacation. So from March to June, I should, our statistics is up higher. And it's accessed from like everywhere in the world. And it was like the first country in our log was by alphabet was Albania, and Zimbabwe was the last one when I looked up last night, I mean like the other week. Now in 2011, we have 15 Medline journals, so up 10, I mean 10 more journals than like 15 years ago, 25 SCI journals, and we have 3 medical databases, and number of English language journals has increased a lot, and it's like 56 journals now published in English. 48 PubMed, 43 PubMed Central, and 42 journals are covered in Scopus, and 29 InBase, and Biosys, and CAS. What I'm going to do from now on is make what had effect. I just be concluding soon. So we had good role models, and it was a small size operation, so the quality control is very tight. And was there were like domino effects that the medical doctors, if they do, if somebody else does good, I mean I have to do be good too. So it's like a competition or assimilations. And interoperability made our data to be available throughout the world. And one source multiple use made it economically feasible, and it kind of builds the credibility on the production workflow, because PubMed Central gets our data and it's got to be good. That's what they think, or the doctors think. And we are into discovery tools, so we allow Google, Worldwide Sciences, .org, and SFX, Primo Central, and so on. And so when you check the Google Scholar, it says 11 versions, and you click, and there is NIH, I mean the PubMed, Primo Central, and then all those sites, COMC, KoreaMed, Synapse, and so you certainly find our data from Google. And free access, open access really made a big transition, because it was society paying for publication fee, and the was the free access. But now they declare the journal is open access, and now the authors pay. So it's, in fact, we enforced the financial foundation for the journal, for the society be sound and safe. It's very free access. So we strongly believe that our approaches and efforts to provide language barrier-free, login barrier-free, and technological barrier-free access to Korean medical journal articles facilitated a wider dissemination of Korean medical information, and hence a greater international visibility and the discoverability of Korean medical journals. Thank you.